I'm here with John Pickard, one of the stars of this year's Pantheon at the Palace Theatre, Beauty and the Beast. John, welcome.
Thanks for having us, Chris. It's been a pleasure. We've had a right laugh already.
Yeah, so. What's your first impressions of Newark and the people of Newark?
Just that it's a lovely, old, historical, friendly place. It already feels like a family. You know, you really meet people in the street, like those old quaint little butchers and, you know, the old markets and the big council offices. And, yeah, it feels lovely, like people just putting an arm around you and saying enjoy, you know, and welcome. I'm really looking forward to it.
And how are you getting on with your fellow cast members, Bernie and crew?
Bernie's just had me in stitches already with, like, you know, tales and anecdotes of friends that I've met in the past, you know, and and Rob and Richard and everyone. It's going to be a really nice year. I'm looking forward to it.
How would you describe Beauty and the Beast then as a panto for people to come and see?
Yeah, I would have said it's more one of the traditional sort of musical based shows, in terms of, like, everyone knows the Disney film, you know, less so than your Cinderella's and your, but it's still, you know, we're here to bring the fun into it as well, because like your Sleeping Beauties and your Beauty and the Beast, they are more traditionally set. There's a structure, whereas a lot of the other ones, they can be tweaked here and there. But I'm sure we'll have a go at it with Bernie. He's already said we're going to, you know, we've got the script, but we can mess about a little bit as well. So that's, I'm looking forward to that.
Have you done much panto yourself in the past?
I haven't done for 7 years, but I did. The last one I did was Wishy Washy Aladdin. And I've played Buttons a few times as well, so yeah, so Pierre's going to be interesting. I think they want him to be quite pompous and stuff, so I don't know if I'm going
to
do the French accent or whatever.
There's all the questions. Your French accent,
well, this is it, yeah. I'll get the old Renault adverts out, the vroom, Thierry Henry, you know. But we'll have a go anyway, or have it for a moment and then drop it, we'll see. Yeah.
Great. So you think you're going to have a good time?
I think it's going to be amazing, yeah. It's just thing about panto as well, you're all together for 6 weeks, you become like a family. It's important that, you know, you have a laugh, and, you know, I'm just going to base myself up here as well and catch up with some friends in Mansfield, Nottingham, and just enjoy. Yeah, that's what it's about, isn't it? So
great.
Yeah,
for people who perhaps don't recognize your name, what the sort of things you've done in the past that people might remember from TV and things like that?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I was a bit of a child sort of
I remember
star,
you
really.
From Grange Hill.
Yeah, Grange Hill, there you go, 89, then I went on to EastEnders, did a bit of playing Robbie's friend. Then I did 2.4 Children for about 10 years, which we was blessed with amazing audiences. We had 14 million viewers, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah, very popular.
God bless Gary Olsen, he passed. And I went on to sort of like Mile High. I did a bit in Family Affairs, The Bill a few times. Just did a Casualty episode, which was my first time on Casualty, which normally for working actors, it's like you do the Casualty, The Bills, EastEnders. They're like your bread and butter. But I hadn't done Casualty. So, and various theatre. I've done some Shakespeare and some comedies and stuff. So, but yeah, panto is what it's all about next.
Great. Thank you very much.
No worries.